I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Glad to have you with us tonight. And tonight's show is actually kind of a carryover from a show we did a couple days ago. I tapped into something that got a little bit of attention, and then I thought, well, I'll just leave that for another show. And it's funny because the news actually dictated that I do the show tonight. And because a number of things that it came to my attention, and I shook my head and thought, you know what? This all sounds familiar to me. It's going to sound familiar to the audience. And so I thought I would bring it home tonight for you. And first of all, we go back in time a bit. We go back to when I was a kid. I remember when I was a little boy, I had a father who was afraid of heights. And so he was afraid of flying. I always heard stories of people going out to other states and flying to other states. And I would say, well, I'm not going to be able to do that because my dad just doesn't want to take a plane ride. I mean, we went to Idaho and we went to Colorado and we could drive. You know, my father even got the courage to drive to Portland and to come to the beach. I mean, that's when he was in a more advanced state of age. But when I was a kid, I always thought to myself that planes were something that were impossible. I just didn't understand how something that big could safely go up into the air. Occasionally, I would hear of the hijacking of planes. We grew up in that era where, you know, mostly in Cuba, or it was hijackers hijacking planes to Cuba. There was plane crashes. There was D.B. Cooper. There was all other mishaps. And I thought a bus or a train would be safe. I even went and visited my uncle. I took a pillowcase full of stuff, got on a bus, took my brother to Idaho, and we rode a bus. We didn't ride a plane. And as I grew older, I knew eventually my career choices would have to put me on a plane. Okay. And I'd have to fly. And my first time on a commercial aircraft was when I was 18 years old. I thought it was an adventure. I enjoyed it. I'd been flying above the clouds. I was glad that I had no fear. And the flight was smooth. So my first experience on an aircraft was awesome. I later learned that, relatively speaking, air travel is the safest form of travel. Although, granted, when planes crash or when they go down, they're a major tragedy. Because a lot of people die. Others on the ground can die as well. It's like they say nuclear power is safe until it isn't. Planes are safe until they're not, right? But lately we've been hearing about a lot of accidents, some accidents that have been going on with Boeing aircraft. I mean, last month it was reported that a Boeing plane flying over Oregon lost its panel, causing people to lose their cell phones, and it ripped the shirt off a passenger. Two passengers who were nowhere near that window panel that came off are suing Boeing for $1 billion. They were not affected, but they're suing for $1 billion. I guess the mental pain, I guess, was too much for them. The NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, issued a preliminary report on the incident today. The report included a photo from Boeing, which worked on the panel, which is called the door plug. And in the photo, three of the four bolts that prevent the panel from moving upward were missing. The location of the fourth bolt is hidden. The investigator said the lack of certain damage around the panel indicates that all four bolts were missing before the plane took off from Portland, Oregon. Pilots were forced to make a harrowing emergency landing with a huge hole in the side of the plane. Without the bolts, nothing prevented the panel from sliding upward, detaching from the top pads that secured it to the frame. And the preliminary report said that the door plug installed by a supplier called Spirit AeroSystems arrived at Boeing's factory near Seattle with five damaged rivets around the plug. A Boeing crew replaced the damaged rivets, which required them to remove the four bolts to open the plug. Now, safety experts have come forward and have said that the accident could have been catastrophic if the Alaska Airlines jet had reached cruising altitude. The decompression in the cabin after the blowout would have been far stronger, and passengers and flight attendants might have been walking around instead of being belted their seat. Their seats would be sucked out of the aircraft. The incident has added to questions about manufacturing quality at Boeing. It started with the deadly crashes of two MAX 8 jets in 2018 and 2019, killing 346 people. So the FAA now is investigating whether Boeing and its suppliers followed proper safety procedures in manufacturing parts for the MAX. FAA has barred Boeing from speeding up production of 737s until the agency is satisfied about quality issues. There was another story. A tire fell off of a United Airlines flight departing from San Francisco International Airport. That plane was heading to Osaka, Japan. It was United Flight 35. That was the flight. It was departing to Osaka. It lost a portion of its landing gear during takeoff. The tire and debris landed on one of the airport's employee parking lots. I think it smashed some of the cars. There were no injuries, though. Cars were smashed, damage to cars because of the landing gear coming off. United said the flight had 235 people on board, 10 flight attendants, and four pilots. There's 249 people, actually. 249 people if you count the 235, the 10, and the four. The Boeing 777-200 has six tires on each of its two main landing gear struts, so the aircraft is designed to land safely with missing or damaged tires. Interesting. A United Airlines plane ran off the runway in Houston, Texas, and this happened after another Boeing plane had an engine that was on fire as well. This incident itself came less than a week after passengers on a United Airlines flight from Houston, Texas to Fort Myers, Florida, saw orange flames bursting from one of the plane's engines 20 minutes after takeoff. The Boeing 737-900 made a safe emergency landing at George Bush Intercontinental Airport. And yesterday, it was reported that at least 50 passengers were injured when a packed Boeing jet suddenly nosedived, sending flyers crashing into the ceiling, leaving bloodstains on the seats and on the ceiling. That was a scary story. Certainly, just the idea of being on a plane and having it nosedive. The pilot lost control of the plane. All the power went out on the plane. He didn't know what to do. Luckily, he saved everybody. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.